Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Katie is really uncomfortable right now, and she's so uncomfortable that it's manifesting physically in her body. Katie, you look like you're in pain. What's going on?
You've called me a witch in the past.
Well, you can't just say that. You have to give it context.
Well, like,
that makes me seem like a mean person.
A witch as opposed to a warlock.
A witch because you do witchy things.
Right. Okay.
Like tell the future.
Right.
Commune with the dead.
Right.
I know how this sounds, everyone.
He's absolutely right.
I stand by it.
Yeah. Another thing, though, is I can usually predict the weather.
Okay. Well, that's just because of a bad knee or elbow or something.
Well, that's arthritis.
Sure.
But
not quite witchy.
What's terrible, for those that don't know, in July, I broke my hand playing Odyssey sanctioned tug of war. And now, because I had to have reconstructive surgery. I've got 3 screws in my hand.
Mm. Listen, we tug hard.
We love, but we love harder.
We tug hard in this war. Right. God, it makes it sound like we are a kindergarten.
Man, I can feel that the rain is a-coming.
Stiff. How's that elbow?
The elbow, I just had tendonitis in the elbow. Oh, that never gave us any weather.
Knee?
It's the knee.
Okay.
That I could usually tell but that's when the barometric pressure drops. I don't think the barometric pressure's dropped. I'm not feeling it in the knee, but in the hand, is she sore?
Well,
can you believe that happened, by the way?
Like, yes. To you? Yes.
Crazy.
The thing that is shocking is that it happened while this company was in charge, which created so many more problems.
Oh my God.
I mean,
workers' comp is a nightmarish system.
We don't have time to relitigate all of that.
No,
but it was terrible. Just a terrible decision. But anyway, going back to you being able to feel when the sea is getting stormy.
Right. Yeah.
I feel bad for you because
I mean,
I've had stiff joints. It's not fun. But more so because what a skill that is unneeded now. Like everybody has a weatherman in our pocket. It's basically like having, like, telling people, like, oh, I'm a weatherman on local TV. Like, that used to be, like, really cool. Like, remember when we were kids, Willard Scott and Al Roker? Like, they were, like, and they did nothing. Really, they ended up doing nothing. Now, weather guys really do nothing. Like, I
don't think that that's true.
I'm not saying that they don't understand. They know things.
They do, yeah.
But we're bored by that stuff. That doesn't make the local news. Like, you're never going to see Dirk Verdorn come on and just start talking about, like, well, here's why we get barometric pressure shifts.
Yeah.
He knows why.
He but just we're isn't going to get into it.
Right. Who cares? You know? What they do tell us, I've got right here on my phone.
And the basic stuff, yes.
It's not even basic anymore. Like, not only do I know that rain is going to start Friday, but I could tell you right now what the air quality is.
Yeah.
I could tell you right now how far away the storm is. What does the temperature feel like outside? the UV index. I can tell you all of that. Winds coming out of the north, northwest at 4 miles per hour. Sounds like I know what I'm talking about, doesn't it? So I'm just saying, getting stiff
you're
joints
saying,
when
you're
a storm
saying
comes.
I missed my time.
You did.
I missed my time this, when people could have looked at me and thought, she knows something.
She knows something.
Yeah.
We need to bring her with her on our expedition.
Now, I did injure my knee on a girls' rugby team. Mm-hmm. So if we go too far back in time, I don't think I would have been allowed to play.
You would have still injured that knee somehow.
Till in a field or
you
something.
You still would be you.
You know, thank you.
And, you know, if anything, maybe saying that I broke my hand playing tug of war would have been taken way more seriously back when tug of war was one of three games we had. Okay.
Papa, what did you get me for Christmas? I got you a rope, son.
What shall I do with it? Get with your son, your brother and tug it.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.